In the workbook, you've created some simple tools to help individuals identify these basic starting points to create a simple financial statement that looks at current assets and liabilities and looks at the current income or cash flow situation.
That's right. A lot of people are afraid of it just because they don't know how. They don't know what an income statement's supposed to look like. They don't know what a balance sheet's supposed to look like. So in the workbook, we have a simple balance sheet and a simple income statement so that you can just write out what you have, what you owe, what money's coming in and what money's going out. It's really not that difficult.
Can you talk us through some of the elements of that that we need to look at? Of course, the details are there in the workbook, but just to help understand the process, let's take the balance sheet first of all. What are some of the things that as an individual I would be researching in order to create my balance sheet?
Well, the first thing I want to do is just list everything that I own. And we don't have to be too specific. I don't want people to think that, oh, this is going to take me hours and hours and hours. It could take as little as 45 minutes to do it. But if you have a 401k or stock accounts or, you know, you have some real estate, whatever it is, just list it. That's the first thing to do is list everything you have. And the second thing is list everything you owe. List who do you owe it to? Do you owe it to Visa, MasterCard, American Express? Do you owe it to the mortgage company? Who do you owe money? Do you owe money to your brother? You know, wherever you owe money, list who you have. And then you can go put in the numbers. And you can get the numbers, you know, if you have stock investments, that's easy. You go to your investment advisor and get that information. Your house, you might ask a realtor to just give you a market appraisal of your house. What do they think it's worth? You can do the same thing for your household furnishings. You might even ask your insurance agent, what do you think my household furnishings are worth? Now, we don't really consider those assets because you're never going to sell them and they're never going to produce any income for you. But it's not a bad idea to have them there on your personal financial statement.
And on the income side, you, as you mentioned, it's most of us have a pretty good idea of what comes in.